a fenced in place around the barn where the animals could walk around. You'd call that a...
I don't know.
Did y'all ever have chickens?
Yeah, I had chicken and duck.
Uh-huh. How many chickens did you have?
Oh, I don't know. I had a lot of chicken, and I had duck because I used to raise them. I used to raise chicken and raise ducks.
What would you do with them then? Eat them?
Yeah. Sometime during Christmas time, I'd take the ducks and make my neighbor present of a duck because I used to raise them.
Uh-huh.
Muscova ducks, ducks to eat.
Didn't it bother you to kill ducks? It was kind of like pets.
Yeah.
You felt bad about that?
Mm-hmm. So good. Very seldom we did them though.
Uh-huh.
After you done raise them and you feed this like a pet.
Where would you keep the chickens?
In a chicken house.
Huh?
Chicken house.
Uh-huh.
Had a house for them. Had a little place for them to run roof on there. Make a little something like a house and put them pieces across them for them to go and sleep.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep the mother hen and the biddies?
With the mom.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a little small cage like where you could put them?
Yeah. And the little babies would sleep with the mama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever shut them up in anything?
Yeah, in a little cage, yeah.
What'd you call that little cage?
A chicken house.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a coop or coop?
A coop, yeah.
What did that look like?
That is just like a big wide box and strips on it.
Uh-huh.
Big strips like that, like for egg.
Uh-huh.
For the chickens to have egg.
For the chickens to what?
Have air, if you're shipping them somewhere, or cooking, have spaces like that so they can have air. They won't smother.
Uh-huh. What was that called in Creole? Do you remember?
No. I really don't know. All I know is a coop, that's all.
When you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
The wishbone.
Any stories about that?
No.
Would people want to get the wishbone?
Some people want it, but I eat any part. Now this part is the broomstick.
Uh-huh.
And this part is the thigh. And this part is the neck. And here's the back. And this part is the so-and-so.
When a hen on a nest of eggs, you call her a...
mother hen.
Uh-huh. What if she's waiting for them to hatch? Then she'd be a...
I don't know what you call her, but I know if she have a little children, you call her mother hen.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
What would you put in a hen's nest to make her start laying?
Maybe a glass egg.
Uh-huh. What would a good set of dishes be made out of?
Dishes?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Crockery?
Uh-huh. Well, do you remember these old-fashioned dolls? What was their hens made out of?
Like biscuit? Biscuit. And I don't know what them is made out of.
What about China
doll? Japanese dolls? I don't know.
Okay. What different kinds of fences do people have? Fences around their yard. What different kinds of fences do people have?
Well, a long time ago they used to have picket fence with wood.
Uh-huh.
but you don't see that around here.
What is
they have wire fence around here. Like across the street, you see what kind they got over there? That's the kind of project have.
What do you call that kind of wire?
Barbed wire.
What did a picket fence look like?
It's a piece of wood that's straight up and have little prongs like on this side and on that side and stand up just like that.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Picket fence. You find that in downtown around Gentile when you're going around there now. They got picket fence now.
Did you ever see a fence made out of wood that go in and out like this?
No.
Did you ever hear of a rail fence?
No.
And what's the kind of fence that they have like out there where you have the wire?
All I call it is a wire fence, and that's right across the street there. That's what that's supposed to be, a wire fence.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear cyclone fence?
No.
Chain link?